Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he was able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 2:18. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I would like to invite you to join me for Sunday school at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10:15, and then let's get to know one another during some fellowship time. The Bible often speaks of being refined. It speaks of the trials and tribulations and temptations and separations that we face. You see, it is when we feel we cannot possibly take any more that we are given strength. It is when we feel as though we will never get it right with our lives that we are showered with hope and given encouragement. He's there for us every day. We have only to seek Him, to pursue Him, to give our hearts to Him, to spend time in conversation with Him, to be still before Him, and to sing our praise of Him, and to bow down before Him and worship Him in all His glory. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. We make the choice to follow God or not. We choose to accept the gift of salvation or not. We will not be forced by any means to ask God's Son, Jesus, into our lives. He stands at the door of your heart. But will you let Him in? And we can choose to believe that Jesus is who He says He is, or not. And we choose heaven or hell by following Him, or not. We have choices. God has equipped each of us with the gift of free will. What choices have you made? Jesus chose to come to earth to redeem those lost to sin, to open up heaven and reconcile to the Heavenly Father that which He created for fellowship with Himself. In Hebrews 1:1-3, we read, "In the past, God has spoken to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in the last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. And after He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven." So how do we know who Jesus is? We know because God, in His infinite mercy and wisdom, has given us a record of His creation. And in doing so, He's revealed Himself in the hearts of men and the choices that they have made and make. In Deuteronomy 30, God says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to His voice, hold fast to Him, for the Lord is your life." Going back to the opening passages in Genesis, there is revealed to us a deeper understanding, not only into God's word, but into His love and the implications of choosing life or death. He shares of Himself in so many ways. He reveals Himself throughout all of creation. His love is behind every action and every word. You have only to open your eyes and your ears and to hear Him as He speaks to you. From Genesis 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." He's telling us that He merely spoke it, and it was. "Now the earth was formless and empty." Our lives are as such when we walk without the Lord. There is chaos and no meaning. We exist. We're just there. "And darkness was over the surface of the deep." The surface is our being. Without the light of Christ Jesus, we cannot see the path set before us, and we drown in our sin. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Jesus, the Creator, is always near. He's always watching over us. "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Christ is the light that shines in our hearts, so that we may have the knowledge of the glory of God, that out of the darkness, reconciliation is offered through God's Son, Jesus Christ. "And God saw that the light was good, and He called the light day and the darkness night." Here lies the choice you must make between life and death, between blessings and curses. Will you walk, live in the light, or will you merely exist in the darkness? In Isaiah chapter 9, the prophet tells us, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." I ask you, do you have understanding as to why Jesus came to earth as a baby? Have you ever truly pondered on exactly why it was necessary for Jesus to be born, and why he entered the world through the womb of a woman? Well, some of the answer you'll find in Hebrews 2, verses 10 through 18. "In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, 'I will declare my name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises.' And again, 'I will put my trust in him.' And again, he says, 'Here I am, and the children God has given me.' And since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. And for this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. And he is able to help those who are being tempted." You see, he chose to become one of us. He chose to live as us, as he chose to die as us, to bear our stripes and to carry our burdens to the cross. He had to come into our world, the world that he created. It was the only way that creation could be raised up from the fallen state that it was in. Jesus chose to live life as a man, knowing the difficulty of it. We talk of following Jesus, of walking in his footsteps, of learning to love as he does, to see as he does, to hear the cries of others as he does. And he in turn chose to become as that which he created and face in life, an earthly life, the same temptations, emotions, and feelings we, his created, experience every day. In his choosing to do this, to know the joy we have, to experience our sufferings, to know the temptations that come at us, and to be able to say to us, "I know and feel your pain, your loss. I know when you're feeling weakness and of your loneliness, and how tempting it can be to choose the easy road. I've walked in your shoes." Be encouraged. Lift your chin and know that no matter how bad, no matter how hard, no matter how hopeless it may seem or feel, if you'll lean on me, I'll get you through this. I'll walk beside you in all things. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've felt it. And I'll give you strength. I will lift you up. I will share your sorrow, for I will always be there with you. I love you. Trust in God, and trust in me also. God's word, Jesus, we can place our trust in it always. God's word, the Bible, we can place our trust in it always. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. 2 Timothy 3:16. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Is he your Savior? Have you let him become Lord in your life? When you look deeply into the Bible, the story that is written about him is amazing. It's a love story of epic proportions. It's a breathtakingly beautiful story, and it's where our hearts should truly long to be, with him. If you do not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, please be encouraged to contact us, as we would love to share him with you, to pray with you, and walk alongside you as you begin or renew your journey with the Lord. Praise God for his faithfulness, for there's not one of us deserving of the gift he offers, the gift of salvation. Surrender your life to Him. That's where you'll find peace that doesn't make sense in this world, because it is without fear that you enter into each moment of each day, trusting in the One who loves you so much. He was willing to suffer and die for you, so that you may live eternally with Him. As He is risen, so shall those who believe and walk with Him. Eternity awaits everyone. The question you must ask yourself is, with whom will you spend it?